You're listening to 5 EBI FM on a 3.1 EBI World in Digital, broadcasting from our studios at 10 Byron Place in the heart of the city. The time now, it's 12:30, time to introduce Sadiq Bah, who is the Communications Officer of the Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia. Good afternoon, Sadiq.
Good afternoon, Huey, and welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5 EBI 103.1 FM, Multicultural Radio for Adelaide and South Australia. The Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia, known as MCCSA, is South Australia's peak multicultural organization that empowers and strongly advocates for cultural and linguistically diverse communities in South Australia. My name is Sadiq, the communications officer at MCCSA. Today I have with me in the studio Lily Mikhailov, who is well known and respected in the Russian community here in South Australia. She is also president for the Russian Women Association of South Australia. Today we'll be talking to Lily about some of the work she does with her community and also find out how her community stayed connected during the COVID-19 lockdown. Hi, Lily.
Hello, Sadiq.
It's good to have you here. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, but maybe just say hello to our listeners in Russian.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this interview.
Yeah.
And so my name is Lily Mikhailov. I'm the president of the Russian Women's Association, also known as the Firebird Association. We just actually celebrated our fourth birthday on the 30th of July. So we are a fairly new, young association.
Okay.
But we have been pretty active and busy during these 4 years. There are about 45 members currently in our association.
Okay.
And we have women of a different age, different backgrounds, educational and cultural backgrounds, I must say.
Okay.
And we all get along together, and as a rule, due to the creativity and enthusiasm of our members, we manage to put interesting programs and keep our members interested interested in participation.
Okay, but like, when did you come to Australia? Like, how long have you been here?
Myself? I came from what was known in those days and does not exist anymore on the map of the world, a country which was called in those days USSR.
Yeah.
Now it's, of course, Russia and republics, which were part of the USSR.
Yeah.
And I came here in 1974. So I've been here in Australia, in Adelaide, most of my life, if you like.
Okay.
And definitely consider it my home.
Yes.
I was working professionally. I'm a physiologist by education, but I worked for about close to 30 years at Flinders Medical Centre in medical scientific research. But when I retired, I found that there was quite a bit of space for community work.
Okay.
I've done quite a bit of voluntary work with various organizations. I worked as a tour guide, bilingual tour guide with English and Russian groups, mainly Russian groups coming from Russian tourists.
So with Russian groups, how many, do you have any idea, like, how many Russians you have here in South Australia? Like,
It's hard to say because I could never find exact statistics, but my sort of personal feeling that it would be thousands, at least 5,000, 6,000. And here I'm talking not just about Russians by their nationality. I'm talking about Russians who speak Russian-speaking people. And there are a lot of them because historically Russian was taught as a main language in the USSR. Therefore, people from different republics had to learn Russian as well as their native, language, and therefore we could communicate there. And now here, living abroad, I sometimes meet people from Kazakhstan or Ukraine or Latvia, and we can speak Russian because of that history set up.
For someone like me now who doesn't know much, I'll just think, oh, it's Russia. But actually, as you said, it used to be USSR, and that's people right. migrated here and they speak Russian, but it doesn't necessarily mean they are actually from Russia itself.
They were from
the Soviet Union of that
that's
time.
Right.
That's really interesting. So how is are people really connected in the communities? Like, do people, like, is there much involvement, or do people just sort of do their own thing?
Well, Russians, first Russians, I should say, came here over 100 years ago, and this is a historic fact. So in different times, in waves, Russian-speaking and Russian people came to, particularly to Adelaide, in Australia in general, after the revolution, which happened in the Soviet Union in Russia in those days in 1917. There was a lot of people went after the revolution, they went to China. And after the revolution in China, cultural revolution in China, they came to Australia. They were forced to leave China, and a lot of them came to Australia. Some went to America, Canada, some came back to Russia.
Came back to Russia.
Yes, but a lot of them came. So that was another big wave of Russian-speaking migrants to Australia. And then, of course, after the there was a big wave after the Second World War, which actually was before the Chinese. Because Australia needed in those days needed a lot of labor force,
people to help,
and a lot of displaced people came from Europe, and there were a lot of Russians among them. So that was a second sort of wave.
The last one
was after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
So that's another
big wave of migrants
wave as well.
From
and now we have the Russian Seniors Group, which I think they also have meetings sometimes at the MCCSA. Are you involved with that group as
Yes, this is a group which was set up almost at the same time, and I actually was very much involved in the creation of that group because there was interest among senior members of society, Russian society, Russian group, in getting together on social basis and doing something, not just having a cup of tea and a bit of yarn. They just wanted to get together to exchange news, to find out how you're doing, basically, how things are with you and what's happening in your life, and I'll tell me about your life and I'll tell you about my life. And that's how it was very supportive in terms of social support. It just happened to be that there was a very talented woman who she was from St. Petersburg, and she used to a migrant as well, and she used to teach art in St. Petersburg. So just that group sort of originated around that woman, who was very talented, very enthusiastic about teaching other people. And this group has been going for, I think, about 3 years now.
And it's really good, like, you know, keeping engaged, keeping the community alive as well.
That's right.
Well, look, thank you for that. We'll go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5EBI 103.1 FM Multicultural Radio for Adelaide and South Australia. My name is Sidik Ba, if you're just joining us, the communications officer at MCCSA. Today I have with me in the studio Lily Mikhailov, who is well known and respected in the Russian community in South Australia. In our first segment, we talk about the amazing things she's been doing in the community. Now we'll be talking to Lily about the COVID-19 and how it affected her community. So Lily, how did the COVID-19 affected your community, and what did you do to stay in touch?
Right. Well, first of all, I must say that it came as a shock to our community as well as to all other communities. It was very unexpected, very drastic. And of course, people didn't know what was going on. They were relying on all sorts of information, and it was, in the beginning, it was quite confusing. So it was very important for them to have some kind of connection to the source which they could understand. Of course, there were local news, but to understand what was going on with local news, they had to, in most cases, rely on somebody else to translate or interpret all that. Like any other ethnic group, they would be connected with their ethnic radio or sources of information. So in the beginning, on the ground level, as far as our association is concerned, we were basically in touch with each other.
Okay.
We were talking, well, how are you feeling? What's happening in your neighbourhood? Is there anything we can do and help or discuss in that regard? So it was very, very helpful when we received information from the Department of Human Services about availability of finances via grant for COVID-19 support grant.
Oh, okay.
So we basically jumped at the opportunity and we applied for a sum of money which we were planning to basically kill two birds.
Yeah.
One is to support our vulnerable members and B, to support small business. So there is a food deli which is called Mosaica, and they sell basically Russian food, right?
Okay.
And what we found, because due to isolation, vulnerable people in our community could not do shopping themselves.
So they
relied on somebody else. One thing. Secondly, they were missing their Russian food, right? Because they're so accustomed to that. And thirdly, it's very expensive. It's much more expensive than buying it at Coles or Wool or something like that. So when we were applying for this grant, we were keeping these points in mind. And when we received the money that we applied for, we were very happy. So what we did, we organized food parcels for 35 households with the Mosaica shop.
Yeah.
And we delivered as volunteers, those who can drive and had time on hand. We delivered those parcels to those people, to their homes. And, of course, they were very, very grateful and happy about that.
Yeah, so and how did you stay connected? Like some communities, we are relying on using technology like Zoom or other forms of video conferencing.
Right.
Did you get into that or just stay?
No, well, not that much. In terms of video conferences, that's something we did with Moss Savvy people who have access and who know how to do that. Usually it was either email, mainly by emails and messages.
Oh, okay.
Of course, during all this time, the members of our committee committee members, those who are the most active.
Yeah.
We were meeting in places where we were allowed to meet, say like cafes.
Okay.
We would meet for a chat, for discussion, what are we going to do, how are we going to do it, and make plan, design what we are going to do, and basically go from that.
Yeah, go from
like
that.
little business meetings, if you like,
yes,
because
we
MCCSA building was shut down.
Yeah,
we couldn't
yeah.
go there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we had to look for other ways, and that's what we found was working for us.
Mm.
So that's how we did.
What are some of the concerns from your members, like during that time? What were they more worried about? Is it being isolated, or is it just like about food? What was like?
The main thing was isolation, because a lot of our vulnerable people, those who are senior people, they live alone, or either they don't have much contacts with other people.
Mm.
So. And again, the fear of getting sick and all that sort
all
of
that,
things,
yeah.
that was very psychologically very powerful thing for them to do. So the first thing that we did as association, Firebird Association, once the restrictions were lifted and people could go outside in biggish groups, we organized just an excursion walk in Bonython Park.
Okay.
And we went to just follow the Banyip trail. And I'm not kidding. Almost all members turned up.
Because everyone's been...
Because everybody like, was so excited and happy to get out
to get
in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Mind you, on that day, the weather was on our side too. We were very lucky.
Okay.
But everybody enjoyed that
To go out and...
outing, yes.
Yeah.
And it was quite memorable, actually.
Okay.
People were talking about it for
That's
quite
really
a while.
Great. That's really great. Well,
yes.
Look, thank you very much, Lily. And we'll go for another ad break. And we will then bring in Sonia Mikhailovsky. She's a young person from the Russian Women Association as well. She will come and talk to us about the recent documents that I've been working on. Thank you.
It's Jackie here from Mostly Music. It's for the over 60s, the young at heart, and everybody in between. So join us every Wednesday from 1:30 till 3 p.m. Also, every Thursday from 1:30 till 3 p.m. And every Friday from 12:30 till 2:30 for easy listening music that will brighten your afternoon. It's informative, entertaining, with a soundtrack you already know and love. That's Mostly Music on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1:30 and Fridays from 12:30, right here on EBI 103.1 FM, online at 5ebi.com.au or on digital at EBI World.
Every Monday to Friday, I give you morning music vitamins, music pills with Dieter from around the world. From 9 till 11 a.m., give yourself a lift on Radio 5, EBI FM and Digital World. Morning music and vitamins.
Five EBI. Hear a world of difference.
In the jungle, the grote jungle, daar slaapt de leeuw vannacht. In the jungle, the
Good afternoon and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5EBI 103.1 FM. My name is Siddiq, the communications officer at MCCSA. Today I have with me, well now I have with me in the studio, Sonia Mikhailovsky. She's a young person from the Russian community and she'll be talking to us about a recent documentary that they did. And hi, Sonia, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, so what's the story with this documentary?
This is the film made about St. Nicholas Church, which is on Green Hill Road.
Okay.
And we call it like Adelaide Jewel. It's a Russian Orthodox church and it's really beautiful inside. It's quite small, so when you go in, you get almost overwhelmed with the collection and the cultural
art.
Yeah, and... all the people and the parishes, they put a lot of work to build this church, literally, physically, and donating money. And yeah, it was funded by History Trust.
Oh, okay, so are you going to do a launch?
We already did the launch. We're going to do a launch in the church because then the COVID happened and we couldn't.
And then, I know that's the sad part nowadays. Like, you can't bring in too many people. Okay, so are you looking at reaching out to people with this video? Are you going to share it on social media?
Or? Yes, we will spread the word and all the parishioners will be, I think, interested or curious to know how the church that they go to was built.
Okay, when was this church built? What time?
Almost exactly 70 years ago.
70 years ago.
So it's like in also good Jubilee, I think it's called, right?
Okay.
So the film was like a present for...
A present, so it's celebrating...
The 70 years. And many people are passing away as well because they were
building. So are there any people around that were part of that, that were around during that time when this church was built? You interviewed some of them?
Yeah, and some of them are around like 90 years old, so 80s.
Wow. But as a young person though from Russian background, what do you see most of the young people here like leaning towards knowing more about their culture, like talking to older people? Is there much interest or are you guys just in your own world now doing Facebook and mainstream?
I think it's both. Like if your parents teach you to be interested in your culture, then it happens more naturally. Also, I think sometimes when you really want to understand yourself, it's a good idea to find out about your culture. And if you don't want to, you can blend in and it's all good as well. Like, whatever you...
Yeah, it's all about how you think about it.
Yeah, I think when I left Russia, I became more Russian because my culture was more in my face. And
you miss it more sometimes as well when you're not there. You sort of miss it more. So do you do any other functions or any other events for young people from cultural background, from Russian background? Or
we did a few events. One was painting matryoshkas, which is the Russian doll, and another one was doing a headpiece. It's called...
That's okay. You guys are doing a lot of things, which is good, being involved with your church, with the community. And And how is the community? Do a lot of people still go to services or you just have few people nowadays?
To the church, you mean? They were calling it like a new wave because more people came from Russia, I think.
From Russia recently, yep.
So there was a new wave coming. So you could see more younger people.
Younger people coming and all that. Okay. Well, look, thank you very much, Sonia. Thank you for sharing that with us. Also, thanks to everyone. A big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Please join us again for future MCCSA radio programs every third Wednesday of the month. Next month, 16th of September, you will hear from us again. Thank you and have a nice day.